The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagin.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us some examples and some laws here. أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِعَادٍ. A number of civilizations are mentioned. Ad is mentioned, Thamud is mentioned, the Fir'aun is mentioned. Three civilized, the Egyptian civilization. Ad, Thamud, they're around, all three of them are around Arabia. Egypt, obviously, you know where it is, right? Current day Egypt and current day, well, what we call Saudi Arabia, unfortunately. They may even have water borders. I don't think so, but because the Red Sea is pretty wide, they probably have borders on this side. It's part of the Red Sea is part of considered part of Saudi Arabia. And then on the other side, you have Egypt. But they're pretty close by. Okay, Egypt was something that was nearby. Ad and Thamud, exactly where they are, my understanding is that, or at least what I've read partially, this is not too exact, I don't know exactly. What's clear is that this was something that the Arabs knew of. It was somewhere relatively near them. Some, I remember reading, some have said this was somewhere in Yemen, the Ad. Not on the west side of Yemen, more the east side of Yemen, closer to the Emirates and that area. And Thamud apparently is somewhere in Syria, or at least close around there, Shamat. Those are approximately where they are. Now, Ad and Thamud, we don't hear too much about except for what the Quran says, which is enough for us to learn about this. We'll talk a little bit about that. And then the Pharaoh, the Egyptian civilization, we've heard a lot more about that, and the remains have been constantly shown to us. The remains of Ad and Thamud, we don't see too much. They're there, they're available, even up to today. I have seen some pictures, some images, but we don't see too much of that. We hear more of the Egyptian civilization and the pyramids and so on. But this is enough. Three civilizations. God says, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِعَادٍ. Do you not see what God did to these three? First Ad, and then it talks about what they were capable of. إِرَمَ ذَاتِ الْعِمَادِ الَّتِي لَمْ يُخْلَقْ مِثْلُهَا فِي الْبِلَادِ. This city that the architecture they had been able to develop is to set up these pillars and structures that were very tall. And for the time, it was a wonder. It was an architectural wonder of the world. And it wasn't previously made. This was a great civilization that way, meaning materially what you see is greatness. وَثَمُودَ الَّذِينَ جَابُوا الصَّخْرَ بِالْوَادِ. Okay. They apparently brought these huge stones from the mountain to the valleys and built structures there. Okay. Again, something, I don't know, again, we don't see too many of the images, but some of the things that I've seen, which seem to have been the Thamud civilization, it's magnificent. It's really, really magnificent. Yeah, it's not the skyscrapers that we see from such a great distance right now, but just to see with their ability, for them to be able to take that, I mean, the Egyptian one is something we've all seen, but this one, when you see the size of that, how they were able to, now here it only talks about what they did in the valleys. In some of the other chapters of the Quran, it talks about what they did in the mountains. So they carved things out of the mountain, and then they brought some of those stones into the valley and built structures there as well. Magnificent structures that are just, you'd be at awe thinking, how the heck did they do this? Okay, with the tools that they had available to them those days. But as great as that was, look at what God did to them. Nothing remains but ruins. That's all that remains from them. Ruins. They were ruined. Clearly they were ruined. Fir'aun, Egypt right now is one of the poorest countries in the world, with everything that it has. This used to be a huge civilization, the greatest of its time, or one of the greatest of its time. You see these wonders that with all the developments today, the scientists are trying to go, or archaeologists or whatever, they're trying to go and figure out how the heck they put this together, or you know, what does this all mean? What are the symbol? All this stuff that's there that you can tell. So much has happened here. But what remains of it? Ruins only. That civilization does not exist. It's gone. God says, look at what God did to them. And then he says, after mentioning all of them, each of them, and what happened to them, it says, it describes them, الَّذِينَ طَغَوْا فِي الْبِلَادِ. These civilizations, this is their quality, this is their characteristic. طَغَوْا فِي الْبِلَادِ. They rebelled. Who did the Pharaoh, or what did the Egyptian civilization rebel against? They were the authorities of the land. They rebelled against God and God's law. They were rebels. The Pharaoh was the biggest rebel. He said, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. The Thamud civilization, the Ad civilization, they were rebels against whom? Against God, not against the authorities of the land. They were the authorities of the land. طَغَوْا فِي الْبِلَادِ. They violated all of God's laws, first being that they said, we are the authorities of land. Forget God. Who's God? Then every law that God had, break those laws. We don't go by those laws. Prophets came like, who the heck are you? Miracles were shown. Thamud, the camel, you've heard of it, the she camel, from the mountain. I mean, you see before your eyes from a rock. A camel steps out, comes out of that rock. There's no special effects. This is not a movie. This is reality. None of us have observed that. They saw that happen before their eyes. It was clear this is from something that none of them are capable of. It's a supreme being that is doing this. Yet afterwards they came and they slaughtered it against God's... They were rebels against God, as the authorities today. The U.S. government is a rebel against God. The British government is a rebel against God. The Canadian government, these are all rebels against God. The Arabian government, the Saudi family, they're rebels against God. That's their description of these three, and then whoever, this is history, this is the reality of what happened. They behaved in this way. They rebelled against Allah. What happened to them? Alam tara kayfa. There's nothing that ruins, but ruins from them. They don't exist any longer. The civilization is gone. Who did that to them? God. This is how God has structured this universe. These are laws by which He governs this universe. And then, just to clarify that this law is not something that is simply related to the past. After saying, الَّذِينَ طَغَوْا فِي الْبِلَادِ, these are rebels, فَأَكْثَرُوا فِيهَا الْفَسَادِ, they did a lot of corruption there, فَصَبَّ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّكَ سَوْطَ عَذَابٍ, God's law, lash, سَوْط means a whip, okay, a lash of punishment. God dealt with them in that way. He says, "Inna rabbaka labil mirsad." This is Allah. God is in mirsad. One of the terms that I've seen used, I don't know any better term, and I don't think that really hits the spot, but this is the best I've so far seen. Place of ambush. Okay, it's where you hide. You have an enemy. All right, that enemy, you're keeping an eye on them. You're waiting for the right moment. And suddenly you ambush or you attack and you get rid of the enemy. That's called mirsad. Where you're looking out and waiting for that moment to the inna rabbaka labil mirsad. Your Lord is in the mirsad. In other words, it's not just for them, anyone. If you're going to be tughat, if you're going to be rebelling against God, causing corruption on the earth, God is waiting. He's in the mirsad. He's waiting and observing you at the right time. Split second, you're all gone. Fir'aun, just a few seconds before his eyes, he's seeing he's drowning. It's done. All that authority, power, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. Whatever he said, these armies, these slaves, different people, everyone did whatever he said. They believe he was such a great person. A few seconds, done. It's all over.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه